well, and then after the training, they sent two carloads of us out to San Francisco, and we waited about 3 weeks before we got a ship that come in that needed personnel. Mm-hmm. And I was on the ship, and we loaded up to Port of Chicago, they called it. It's up north of San Francisco a ways. And we loaded in April, and later that year, there was an accident there, and it killed everybody aboard both ships, and just blew the dock to smithereens. You can read about it. If you go on the Merchant Marine website, you can read about how. Are you familiar with the story at all? Or
no. What's the name of the ship?
Well, I don't remember the name of the ships, but if you look under the Merchant Marine website,
right.
And go to the Port of Chicago disaster.
Okay.
I think you'll find a lot of information. It's quite an interesting story. See, the Army was segregated at the time, and they assigned the black people to load the ships, and I watching them, I fully understand how it could happen, because they would just carload after carload of bombs and shells, they'd pull alongside the ship, and then they with their booms, they'd reach down and load them up, and sometimes they wouldn't get high enough, and those things would bang against the steel gunwale, you know. They were not most careful. They were kind of running races to see who could do the most or something like that.
Yeah.
And it just, I was glad to get out of there alive.
And it was all the cargo was bombs and explosives. And
yeah, that's all it was.
Yeah.
That was it. That's what that was the only thing we had aboard ship in the holds, was just bombs and shells.